Hi, this is Martin, and I work on the Visual Studio team. I want to show you how you can easily collaborate using the new lightweight code commenting features in Team Foundation Server 2013. So this is a new improved web portal in Team Foundation Server. We've done a lot of work here. I'm going to go straight into the code hub because my colleague Annie sent me a shell set that she wants me to go look at. First of all, if I go look around, you can see you can go and explore inside of the code now and easily navigate around. The application that we're looking at is this extranet application. So you can go and you can browse through source very easily and just pick a file at will and just go see what it's like. Inside, you get full context highlighting and full code highlighting. So that's great. And we can, if we want to, expand and enter full screen mode if we want a real distraction-free way of editing our code. But let's go look at this shell set that Annie sent us. So we'll go to shell sets, and then we'll come here and we'll pick Annie's name and we'll go see what shell sets he sent. So here it is. We're going to click on the branding changes shell set, and we're going to go through and we're going to leave some comments for it. So the first thing I notice is I see we've got some stuff here that I'm not sure about, extranet. So I'm going to just quickly leave a comment and I'm say, hey, should we make this Fabricam extranet? And I can easily save it just by hitting enter. Anytime I can come around and, you know, I can reply to my own comments if I want to, or I can easily just delete a comment, and I can come in here and also edit comments very easily. So, and just hit enter to save. Very straightforward, very simple, very intuitive. And then I can come through and, you know, look at some other files. Maybe I actually want to look at that file in detail. I can do side-by-side comparison, or I can just view the contents of that file and go look and make sure I'm totally happy with the changes that have been made. So that file looks good. I have a look at this one here and we'll see. Let's have a look at the full contents mode again. And we'll say contact Fabricam support for more information. You know, it'd be quite nice if here we actually had, we showed an email address. So yeah, let's give them an email address. And I'll hit save to do it. Right, I quite like that shell set, it looks good. So I'm gonna go back up to the top and I'm actually gonna leave a shell set comment and I'll say, looks good. But you know, I'm wondering, should we have images? Image changes as well. There we go. So we'll save that. Now we've got all those comments saved, we're actually going to send a quick email to Annie to let her know that we've left comments on our shell set. So I'm going to come up here and I'm going to say, let's leave something for Annie about branding changes, and it automatically obviously picks up the subject from your shell set title. And we're going to say, you know, thanks, Annie, some comments below. And you can see the email that's going out not only includes a link back to her shell set to make it very easy to find, but it includes links to every single comment that we've left and all the files that have been changed. So she can really get and quickly check at the comments that I've left for her. So I'm going to send that email off to Annie. And then now Annie's going to take those comments and she's going to reply. Now Annie's replied to my changes, so I'm just going to hit refresh here and show you those replies coming back in, and we'll see a couple of comments from Annie. Yeah, she's saying, I take a much room, let's leave it as is. Yeah, I agree with that. Agreed. And then here Annie's mentioned that she wants to get some images from the design agency, so that's a very good point. So I want to make sure we don't forget that. I'm happy for this to get checked in, but I want to make sure we don't forget to go get the graphics. So I'm just going to come in here and I'm going to quickly and easily create a new task from the comments. I'm going to say, you know, get graphics from agency. And you can see down here over in the description field, it actually includes a link to the comments that we had and links back to the shell set so we can easily get back to those. So I'm just going to quickly create that new task to make sure we don't forget. And then I think we're good to check that in. Now the lightweight commenting features that we've added obviously apply to shell sets, which are very handy when commenting on changes before you've committed them. You can also leave comments on change sets themselves. So we can see here, we can easily see which comments we've left. We can see which change sets have left comments by the little decoration. And we'll click on here. And we see there's a conversation Annie and I were having about another change I made earlier. And this not only works for Team Foundation version control, but it also works for Git repositories in Team Foundation server. I'm going to quickly jump over here to my Top Gun Mobile project, which has a some commits in Git. And if I look through, we can look here at add details, and we can see there's some comments that I've previously left on this commit. Thanks for watching. If you'd like to learn more, visit visualstudio.com.